When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a little bit of a source. Christian Walker didn't want to come here. Now, I could have led with that. I could have just started by saying he never wanted you people.
Wow.
But let's just throw, I just want you to know, I don't know if the Yankees.
Why not? Why not?
I don't want to get into the details.
It's because he just likes, he dislikes the Yankees?
I don't think he's a New York guy. And that was the perception that was thrown off by some of people close to him, that he was not interested in this. He played in Arizona. He's now going to Houston. He didn't want this smoke. And by the way,
He's a Pennsylvania kid, right?
That doesn't mean you're a New Yorker. Bobby Bonilla was from the Bronx, and he couldn't handle New York. And that doesn't mean you want to go there. So that's the rumblings I've heard, which I think should make this a little bit easier. But even if he did want New York, he was not a great fit for you. So Yankee fans, from this Met fan who looks like a total bum right now wearing a jet weird bunchy thing and a Brooklyn Nets ugly sweater t-shirt, I think everything is okay. You with me, T?
I am. I mean, the age thing bothers me a little bit, but I didn't want to sign him to a big contract. It's actually less years than I thought it was going to be. And so maybe I would have been okay with 3 years, but I thought you were going to have to sign him to a 5-year contract because he's not been paid yet.
Right.
Right. He's one of those 38 or 33 year old, haven't been good, but then to okay, but hasn't been paid yet, guys. And you don't want to make up for what other teams haven't given him. So 3 years I would have been okay with, but I was off of him already. He didn't feel like he was the necessary piece. One, because of his age, you never know when that's ending. But two, you never know when a guy hits the expiration
point. Right. And I also think I think the Yankees are trying to win this year. I think the Mets are trying to win this year. But I think sometimes you make decisions based on flexibility for the year after and the year after that. And so when I look at the first base options for the New York Yankees, I didn't want to be married to any one of these guys. And that's why if you go Carlos Santana on a 1-year deal or you go Paul Goldschmidt on a 1-year deal, you give yourself the flexibility of, hey, maybe I get good production out of those guys. Yep. Older guys, Goldschmidt trying to have a bounce back year, Santana just trying to give you the same crap he's given everybody the last 4 years, which is, 240, 20 home runs, 70 RBIs, and gold glove defense. But you can get by, actually be relatively good, and the next year be in a great position to bid on Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And we talked about this a few days ago. I am not submitting and saying, well, he doesn't want to be a Yankee. I'm not going to try.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, the challenge with where the Yankees are is that you have to try to win now, and it's why you went and got Juan Soto a year ago. But you also have to build for your future. Mm-hmm. You have to also create something that's sustainable. Maybe Christian Walker helps you win now, but it doesn't fulfill that other side of it. And I think because of how the roster is constructed right now, you kind of got to think about both at the same time.
Both at the same time. And I'll tell you another option. So I mentioned going after Vlad Jr. and going after Murakami. Here's the other option. Keeping first base available for that moment where you decide maybe it's time to move Aaron Judge to first base, or maybe it's even time, though he's young, to say, I think Jason Dominguez is going to be better suited at first base. Or even next year, moving Cody Bellinger to first base for the year.
Is that even a thought?
Which one?
Jason Dominguez?
No, I'm bringing it up because everything could be a thought next year.
Aaron Judge could be a thought next year.
That's what I said, yeah.
He's been taking reps at it in spring training, but Jason Dominguez.
Here's what I say about Jason Dominguez. He has not been in the major leagues for very long, and so it's not fair for me to say he's a bad defensive outfielder.
Right.
But he didn't look great in left field. He hasn't looked great. So let's see him for a full season. If he turns out to be solid and really good, cool. But there are options down the road. We saw Bryce Harper in the middle of his career move to first base. Yep. It's not the craziest thing in the world. So the Yankees clearly need to add bats, and I've got ideas on where they should go. But I have been steadfast over the last few weeks that Christian Walker was not the apple of your eye. And to some Yankee fans, he was the apple of your eye. And I'm just telling you, when you combine all the things we talked about, he doesn't want to be here. He's 34 years old. You needed a multi-year contract. You have to give up draft picks. I think this is the best thing possible.
Forget all that. What you just told us that a source told you is the most important thing.
They don't want you.
I'd rather know that you don't want to be here than you just take the money and then you basically curdle up like Javier Vasquez or Sonny Gray.
That's a risk,
I'd rather dodge that now ahead of time.
Did you want him, though, before that?
I was interested in him, but it wasn't a make or break for me by any means. Like, I would have been happy if they had him. But ultimately, I saw the downside to signing him to a multi-year deal.
And if I'm giving up draft picks because the guy got a qualifying offer, like I said, Max Fried, Juan Soto, it's a non-discussion. When you're signing a guy to a long-term contract, to me, it's worth it. Alex Bregman would be worth it because it's going to take 6 years to get Alex Bregman. And I stand by that. A lot of Yankee fans disagree that would be a long-term commitment that, to me, would be worth it.
Right.
And if I added Alex Bregman and Carlos Santana on a cheap one-year contract, let's freaking go. That's a good lineup. Is it as good as last year? Not saying it is, but your starting pitching's a lot better. Let me just remind Yankee fans something. Last year, their starting pitching staff had the eighth best ERA in the American League. It's not that good.
Mm-mm.
This year, they have a chance to have the best or the second best ERA in the American League. So they're different than they were a year ago.
And when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Clay Holmes added that bullpen and added Devin Williams.
Clay Holmes was a good reliever, though.
But blew a lot of games for them.
Absolutely.
He just wasn't a good closer.
Right.
Yeah. No, and he actually adjusted well to his late inning kind of change when he went to the seventh inning.
The point is,
he's got to pitch a full season. Like, he missed half the year last year.
And hopefully Loaiza gets healthy. But the point I'm making is the bullpen should be more reliable.
That's why they're lucky that they have Luke Weaver. Regarding Devin Williams, you're right about Devin Williams.
Right.
If he's not your closer, you have someone who filled that role pretty aptly last year.
1 through 13 in this day and age, the Yankees pitching 1 through 13 is as good as any team in Major League Baseball. That's a good thing. And that's different than last year. It's like this assumption that, well, the Yankees pitched well enough last year. Their pitching wasn't the best in the American League. It wasn't the best in Major League Baseball. It wasn't. They're going to be different next year. Their lineup's not going to be the same. They just subtracted Juan Soto. And they're even subtracting Gleyber Torres, who gave you production. So it's going to be a different-looking lineup. But if you make those two moves I suggested as part of Plan B, Carlos Santana on a short-term deal, and you go big on Alex Bregman at third base, I think that's a very good lineup.
And you get Jazz for a full year, too. You didn't have that list.
Yeah, absolutely. So everybody's got to calm down about Christian Walker. Let's stop acting like this guy's freaking, a Hall of Famer. I mean, my God.
That being said, will he have a big hit with the Astros versus the Yankees? Of course.
Well, that's a different story. Look, the Astros are weird, man, because they're going to be good.
Yeah.
They're retooling because they don't want to spend on Kyle Tucker. They're not going to bring back Alex Bregman. But you know the Astros are going to be a pain in the ass. They just are.
They always are.
They always are. And then maybe someone else will do your dirty work like this year.
Good.
All I got to say is thank God Christian Walker did not sign with the Texas Rangers, so we are all voided of Marash calling him Walker, Texas Ranger.
Would you have done that?
I didn't think of it, but I definitely would.
That would have been awesome.
I think Lugie's starting to think like Sean. Oh, by the way, Sean, I got bad news for you.
I know, so I haven't hit the 24-hour total that he hit.
Yeah, so yesterday on this radio program, we gave Sean Marash a challenge. Tommy Lugauer is like this incredible Twitter X guy. Like, he'll put out these
legend.
Yeah, he'll put out these like ridiculous tweets, and he'll get what they call, what's it called?
Engagement.
Engagement.
At Tommy Lugauer.
At Tommy Lugauer, right? So we challenged Sean, saying, hey, can you do that? Sean, of course, is like, I've done it before. I went through a lot of his old tweets. He's rarely done it before like Tommy has, but okay.
More times than he has the last month, but okay.
Okay, so we said to him, can you come up with a crazy tweet live on the show, put it out there, and we'll see if it can come close to Tommy's engagement, like a little bit of a science project. It has not come close. He put out a weird tweet yesterday about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. being a fat ass. Mm. Oh, and then really? He got attacked by women from Canada.
Yeah. Blue Jay fans were not happy with me.
Yeah. Right.
But they weren't mean to you.
No. But then I found out there was like a family member of Christian Walker who saw this tweet too. And they were like, I'm out.
Yeah, you cost him coming here. So unfortunately for Sean, it's been about 24 hours and he has not even come close to the engagement of Tommy Lugauer. But out of the fairness of my own heart and Tiki's heart, and even Tommy was like, sure, why not? We want to give you a second chance. So if there is another tweet you want to just throw out there today on a Friday, put out there and see if you can garner the engagement that Tommy got. We're open-minded to where you want to go.
I got a good one on a football Friday.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
If you think Joe Shane and Brian Daboll should be fired, you're an idiot.
You know what?
Oh, that's a good one.
I think that's a good one. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to fire that off now. How many Giant fans are going to melt them? This fat slob doesn't know anything.
Now let's get some analysis from Twitter engagement expert Tommy Lugauer. Tommy, as an expert on this subject, do you think this will blow up the way
More than yesterday's?
Yes.
So this
and then yours.
This will do better than the Vladdy tweet. Sean, give it to me one more time verbatim the way you just sent it out.
If you think Joe Shane and Brian Daboll should be fired, you are an idiot.
I think it won't do as well as the Vladdy tweet.
Really?
I don't.
What makes you say that?
Not provocative enough?
I think that Sean has established himself as a little bit of a Met poker, a little bit of a Met hater, and I think he's riled up a lot of the seven-line people, so taking shots at that they're this, they're that, they're fat, or this guy's a fat slob. Plus, Sean calling someone a fat slob is instant heat because Sean, no offense, is sort of fat and a little bit of a slob, so it's that hypocritical stuff. I don't know where he's going to get the heat. I don't know how this is generating heat.
I just want to give everybody perspective on how much Tommy kicked Sean's ass yesterday, just so you know, just to give you some stats behind it. So the Vladimir Guerrero, he's really fat, or whatever you went into, tweet by Sean, received 256 likes and had about 41,000 engagements. Tommy Lugauer is very simple. Very simple. Clay Holmes better than Max Fried with, or greater than Max
greater
Fried
than.
With the symbol, had 373 likes and engagements of 444,000.
Acknowledge me.
Oh, I do. You are.
Send those to the architect. Wow. Stats,
I mean,
so did you figure out who was your multiplier? Like somebody had to.
There
have,
is.
Like,
with every Superman, there's a Lex Luthor. And I believe that person at this station is Keith McPherson.
I agree with you.
Oh.